broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on AM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio. The music lives on across Liverpool and beyond. We are MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Halloween on MAR.
Welcome to my breakdown. Gremlins have got into the mic then already. This is not a good start. Welcome into the show. It's Paul Atkinson with you on Halloween. And a big thank you to Paul J there for the last hour. I mean, at least Paul J didn't have to put together a Halloween special because, I mean, this shows are scary enough at the best of times, aren't they? Oh, did I say that? I'm going to be in trouble, aren't I? I think these ghosts and ghouls will be the least of my worries. Well, welcome into the show. I'm with you for the next hour. It's a bit like trick or treat, this really, isn't it? The treat is M.A.R.'s on Halloween. The trick is, well, you got me. We'll have some spooky music, a few spooky facts, and generally we'll just try and avoid the trick or treaters and the zombies and stuff like that. So, talking about zombies, we'll move on now with the Hoosers and all you zombies here on M.A.R. on Halloween.
We'll be right back.
The Hooters, and All You Zombies, live to the world via www.mar.me.uk. This is Merseyland Alternative Radio, bringing you Halloween, well, in good old-fashioned MAR style. It's Paul Atkinson with you through till 9, and then the legend Mr. Lee Morrison takes over. I mean, it's a real honour, actually, for Paul Atkinson to be warming up the studio for Lee Morrison. So if you never caught him before on a Sunday night on MAR, you're in for a real treat today. So he's on between 9 and 10, and 10 and, well, I don't know, it's a school night, but I'm sure Mr. D will still have a lock-in between 10 and 12. At least it's Roger D and Jackie Frost. Now, talking about lock-ins, Mr. Roger D set a world record, I think, last Saturday night, when, depending on which money you're talking, BST or GMT, lasted till 5 a.m. And believe it or not, some of the listeners lasted as well. I mean, Paul Atkinson passed out in a bowl of sherry trifle, but, well, I mean, the bowl was very big, and I think they had about 4 gallons of sherry in it, but you can never have too much sherry and sherry trifle, can you? As I said, I've got some spooky facts coming up for you soon. I hope you've recovered from the Paul J show now. Now, only messing PJ is an excellent show, as always. You know, he has been doing the shows for about 91 years now, so he should be fairly good by now, shouldn't he? Anyway, moving on, this is The Raven, and... oh, by the Alan Parsons Project. And don't forget, if you want a request or dedication, you can text us on 07504 464 678. Email us at mar@rock.com. And if you do knock on the door trick-or-treating, just beware, the trick is Paul Atkinson.
Thank you.
Halloween on MAR.
Paul Atkinson on Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Quite an eerie track, wasn't it? Japan, the ghosts of our lives. Very, very good. Anyway, some spooky facts for you on MAR. So, as we move on. Right, because the movie Halloween was on such a tight budget when it was being made, they had to use the cheapest mask they could find for character Michael Myers, which turned out to be a William Shatner Star Trek mask. Shatner initially didn't know the mask was his likeness, but when he later found out, he said he was honoured. The first jack-o'-lanterns, which to you and me are pumpkins, were actually carved from turnips. Halloween is the second highest grossing commercial holiday after Christmas. I'm not surprised with all the sales of pumpkins and sweets and stuff. The word witch comes from Old English wiki, not to be mistaken with Wikipedia, obviously, meaning wise woman. In fact, Wiccan were actually highly respected people at one time. According to popular belief, witches held one of their two main meetings or sabbats on Halloween night. Let's see if I can say this one. Samhainophobia is the fear of Halloween. 50... Oh no, we don't want that one, do we there? The owl is a popular Halloween image. In medieval in Europe, owls were thought to be witches, and to hear an owl's cry meant someone was about to die. And the largest pumpkin ever measured was grown by Norm Craven, good name there, which broke the world record in 1993 at 836 pounds. And I'll tell you what, you can make some sort of pumpkin stew out of that, couldn't you? Or pumpkin pie, even. Say that, has anyone ever had pumpkin pie? Yeah, I think I'd rather deal with the ghosts myself.
M.A.R. Liverpool's number one.
Moving on now with the Cranberries and Zombie on Murderland Alternative Radio this Halloween evening. Good evening to you. We'll be right back.
listening to Paul Atkinson on Maryland Alternative Radio.
Chested man, a pocket full of posies with a hat brim full of sand. Ooh. Waiting for the train that never comes. A duck chasing the tumbleweeds across the sandy floor. A drift along the platform through the ticket office door. Waiting for the train that never comes. Waiting for the train that never comes. But don't tell me there's nothing coming. You don't fool me. I hear the ghost train rumbling along the track. Of orange chalk, 100 cancellations, still no one wants to walk. Keep the hungry children from the skeletons in the van. Aim to keep an eye out for the gypsy caravan. Ooh. Waiting for the train that never comes. Ooh. Waiting for the train that never comes.
Hi, my name's Paul Atkinson, and on New Year's Eve, MAR is bringing you the top 20 hits of all time, as voted by you, the MAR listener. To have your say in the countdown, you can vote for your favourite song on our website at www.mar.me.uk/fun and games. Voting closes on Sunday the 16th of December. So cast your vote and sit back and join me, Paul Atkinson, on New Year's Eve as MAR counts down the greatest hits of all time.
Never know anything.
Well, there was a bit of mandatory cheese, especially for the pit crew, Ghostbusters there, and hopefully the pit crew's not hiding under a sofa or behind a sofa or whatever you do when you get a ghost, but hey, a bit of cheese there for the pit crew. Right, listen to Paul Atkinson on Merseyland Alternative Radio. It is Halloween, if you failed to notice. Hope you've not getting harassed too much by trick-or-treaters. I mean, hopefully they'll be going to bed soon, but then that just leaves you at the hands of the ghouls, doesn't it? Anyway. Did you know that apparently 99% of pumpkins marketed domestically in the UK are used for jack-o'-lanterns? Now, that's hardly surprising considering how bad pumpkin pie and pumpkin soup tastes, is it? In the United States, 86% of Americans decorate their home for Halloween. The legendary magician Harry Houdini died in the throes of gangrene and peritonitis. resulting from a ruptured appendix on Halloween in 1926. Spalding claims to be the pumpkin capital of Britain because this is the home of the country's biggest producer, David Bowman, who grows 2 million pumpkins a year. Did you know that there are no words in the dictionary that rhyme with orange? Hard to believe such an important colour now. It is believed that the Irish began the tradition of trick-or-treating in preparation for All Hallows' Eve. Irish townsfolks would visit neighbours and ask for contributions of food for a feast in the town. Sounds like a way of getting a bit of free shopping, doesn't it? And it's believed that the Irish began the tradition of trick-or-treating in preparation for... Oh, I've already done that one, haven't I? Moving on. The record for the fastest pumpkin carver in the world is Jerry Ives in Baltimore, Ohio, who carved a pumpkin in just 37 seconds. It's faster than what Paul Atkinson did. He was carving this for about 10 minutes. I don't know. And it still looked awful. Anyway, Mesland Alternative Radio live via our streams on www.mar.me.uk. Paul Atkinson with you through till 9 o'clock, and then you've got the legend Mr. Lee Morrison. And saying, if you've never heard Lee's shows on a Sunday night, you're in for a real treat tonight, because, yeah, he's like a professional DJ. He's much better than me. Don't forget, if you want a request or dedication, you can text 07504 464 678, or you can email us at mar@rock.com. Welcome to Halloween on MAR.
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoot,
the party had just begun.
In a shoot,
the guests included Wolfman, Dracula and his son.
Whoa.
The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds.
Whoa.
Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds.
Whoa.
The coffin bangers were about to arrive.
Whoa.
With their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Whoa.
Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring.
Whoa.
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
Whoa.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
Whoa.
Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster.
And that ended just like that. And just to show that Paul Atkinson is a equal opportunities cheese player, that was specially for the Phantom. Still, I doubt the Phantom's actually listening tonight, because being a Phantom on Halloween, it's probably one of her busiest days.
Merseyland Alternative Radio goes on. Goes on.
of the show.
It's called the lack of ghost.
No job to be found in this country.
Town fair singing out Proud Mary as she cruises Christopher Street. And some southern queen is acting loud and mean where the docks and the badlands meet. This Halloween is something to be sure of, especially to be here without you. There's a Greta Garbo and an Alfred Hitchcock and some black Jamaican stud. There's five Cinderellas and some leather drags. I almost fell into my mug. There's a Crawford Davis and a tacky Cary Grant. And some homeboys looking for trouble down here from the Bronx. But there ain't no Harry and no Virgin Mary. You won't hear those voices again. And Johnny Rio and Rotten Rita, you never see those faces again. This Halloween is something to be sure, especially to be here without you. There's the Born Again Losers and the Lavender Boozers and some crack team from Washington Heights. The boys from Avenue B, the girls from Avenue D, a Tinkerbell and tights. This celebration somehow gets me down, especially when I see you're not around. There's no Peter Pedantic saying things romantic in Latin, Greek, or Spic. There's no Three Bananas or Brandon Alexander dishing all their tricks. It's a different feeling that I have today, especially when I know you've gone away. There's a girl from Soho with a t-shirt saying I blow. She's with the Jive 5, 2 plus 3. And the girl for pay dates are giving cut rates or else doing it for free. The past keeps knock, knock, knocking on my door, and I don't want to hear it anymore. No consolations, please, for feeling funky. I gotta get my head above my knees. But it makes me mad and it makes me sad, and then I start to freeze. In the back of my mind I was afraid it might be true. In the back of my mind I was afraid that they meant you. The Halloween parade. At the Halloween parade. At the Halloween parade. See you next year at the Halloween parade.
Lou Reed there on Merseyland Alternative Radio and Halloween Parade. It's Paul Atkinson with you for about another 10 minutes and then the legend Mr. Lee Morrison's up. Don't forget, if you are scared by the ghosts and ghouls and stuff tonight, you can always text us 07504 464 678 or email us at marrock.com, and I'm sure we can arrange to send Paul Atkinson around to you. And then obviously, you know, when you see me, you won't be scared of the ghouls and ghosts anymore. You'll be positively inviting them in. Anyway, Moving on now with Warren Zevon and the Werewolves of London. This is an absolutely amazing track, so have a good listen to this. And very good evening to you this Halloween on Merseyland Alternative Radio.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door, you better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Halloween on MAR.
Don't
leading to Clearwater Revival there on MAR. And Bad Moves Rising, right, well, it's getting a little bit too spooky around here for Paul Atkinson, so I think it's time for me to get off now. Lee Morrison's up next at 9 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock you've got Roger and Jackie. I'm just getting far too freaked out, I mean, it's getting a little bit too dangerous around here. I'll catch you 4 o'clock on Saturday, assuming I don't get it by Wolves. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Lee Morrison's next. I'm just going to run away from these Wolves.